to take a turn now to education and a pair of new NPR Ipsos polls that shed new light and offer some much-needed nuance on the culture war debates that have been shaking up our public schools. For more now, we're joined by NPR education correspondent Corey Turner. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Jane.
So not one, but two new polls. Why two?
Yeah, I was asking myself the same question all week as I was squinting at spreadsheets. I think the simple answer is we wanted to check in not just with the general public and parents, but also with teachers. And believe it or not, there was actually a lot of consensus. 90% of the public, Jane, say they believe teaching is a worthwhile profession that deserves respect. Now, I know that's pretty broad, but I'm not sure we could get 90% of Americans to agree that grass is green these days.
Yes.
And then maybe the most surprising bit of consensus for me was around teacher pay. The vast majority of teachers say they are asked to do too much for the pay they get. What's surprising is that 3/4 of the general public agree.
Love the consensus. All right, now where do these polls start diverging?
Even though parents largely say they trust teachers, nearly half of the independents and 65% of the Republicans we heard from also say they worry about what their child is learning or may learn in school. So it's this fascinating tension between a traditional respect for teachers in schools that is still very real in this poll, and fears that are being amplified by Republican politicians and activists that kids are being indoctrinated by schools that may have more progressive views about race, racism, sexuality, and gender identity than some parents do. The most interesting thing here, though, is that these polls show that even though Republicans and independents say they worry about what their kids may be learning, that does not necessarily mean they support lawmakers banning books or tying the hands of teachers when it comes to what they can say in class.
Talk more about those teacher restrictions, Corey. We've seen it in Florida, limiting teachers what they can discuss with students and even including punishments for teachers who cross the line.
Yeah, we've seen it in a bunch of states at this point. Overall, though, just 1 in 5 Americans support state lawmakers getting involved in schools like this. Support is highest among Republicans, but it's still just 38%. Now, I should say Republicans are more likely to support these teacher restrictions when they're coming from the local level, the local school board. But even then, it's just about half of Republicans. I spoke with one Republican mother in Illinois, name is Stephanie, and she told me she worries that these teacher restrictions are sending kids the wrong message about difference.
The better thing to do would be to teach kids about different people and how to accept everyone. And if you think that by banning this talk that it's just going to eliminate this stuff, it's not realistic to me.
I should also say, Jane, Stephanie asked that we not use her last name because many people in her community disagree with her views, and she worries that her comments could hurt her family.
You mentioned book bans, Corey. What does support for those look like?
Yeah, again, there is a real aversion to state lawmakers getting involved. Support is in the tank. 5% of Democrats, 16% of independents, 35% of Republicans. As before, though, it changes a bit when it's local school boards getting involved. Still, though, overall, it's just about 1 in 5 Americans who back these local book bans.
And I'm curious, what do teachers make of all this?
Yeah, so even though this poll of parents and the public show that these culture war fights are not wildly popular, the message that teachers are getting from media and politicians is that the wider public does not trust them. Here's Mallory Newell. She's a vice president at Ipsos.
It's really this focus, I think, on some of the most extreme voices that has made teachers feel persecuted or feel like their job has gotten harder. And that's not how the vast majority of the American public feels.
And yet, the vast majority of teachers, 73% in our poll, told us the public's perception of them has gotten worse over the last decade. And 2 in 3 say their working conditions have worsened.
Thank you for breaking this all down for us, Corey. NPR education correspondent Corey Turner. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jane.